calendar, find our name as Nobody's Asking, and you can listen to the previous two broadcasts of this not quite award-winning radio show. And by that, I mean we've never been nominated. We've never won an award for this thing. Not even close. But you know what? We feel like award winners because we are award winners. It's just we're not award winners. I think I found our bumper. Beartooth, Devastation, Nobody's Asking, WELTFM, what is going on? My name is Austin, this is Scotty.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Got there.
I'm getting there. I've had this all week, I've had this weird, thing, like, it feels like there's just something just kind of sitting on my vocal cord, like, all week. Mm. Like, and I didn't notice it so much, so we have a show coming up, by the way, Us Is To Breathe Again, on July 10th. We just had our first rehearsal. For that show, because we like to do things last minute. I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if you followed our wedding adventures. Oh, there we go. Started talking about our wedding. I don't know if you followed our wedding adventures, but we only had like 5 rehearsals to put that wedding set together.
Yeah, our next show, we were having 2 rehearsals with 2 different people.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah.
We don't like to do things last minute like this.
Don't.
It's just the fact that we've been forced to.
Yeah. The universe is playing a cruel joke on us because she's just like, hey, so you know how you want to do that band thing? Well, like, okay, I see that. However, no. But like it's and we're kind of in this weird spot because like it, you know, it feels like the universe is like, nah, you don't need to do music. You don't need to do this at all. But it also feels like the universe is trying to like, hey, you're not quite doing something right, so I'm going to make it seem like you're doing everything wrong while trying to push you in the right direction. So we figured out
that right direction.
Yeah.
Like, more to come.
Yeah, more. Yeah. Like, it's definitely a developing situation. But anyway, hi, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the radio show. This is Nobody's Asking. Every Thursday night from 9 to 11, we get on here, we play some loud-ass rock and roll like we just heard. And we talk a little bit about the rock and roll. We also talk a lot about ourselves because we're obnoxious, but that's fine because nobody was asking for this. So, you know, if you're here, you're here. And yeah, it's pretty much how that goes.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but big ups though, because the Beartooth record finally came out last Friday, and it was like everything I wanted it to be and more. Plus an instrumental track that I wasn't prepared for. But this Beartooth record slaps. Like, it was super good. Also last Friday, big shout out to our friends. We love them so much. And we still haven't decided if we're going to see them since we can. Because they're going to be up in Mishawaka with Adelita's Way on the 11th of July, the day after our show at the Muse on Main. Ava Under Fire finally... After 2 years of obsessing over this song, at least as far as I'm concerned, me obsessing over this song, Blow finally came out last Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that
later on
the show.
You're going to hear it later in the show.
Yeah. Also last Friday, shout out to our boys in Sleep Signals. They just put out a new music video for a song off their Ethereal. I think that's how you say that word.
Yes.
Yeah. Ethereal, their EP, it's called Digital Sleep, and I have been obsessed with it. If you follow, we have it's called To Breathe and Friends. It's on Spotify and Apple Music. So if you follow that, that's a brand new updated playlist. It's not a brand new playlist, but it is a freshly updated playlist, and it is a banger listening to it from top to bottom. Like, it seriously plays out like a record, and I love it so much. But yeah, we have that. We have so much more. We have, visit the openers that we get to share the stage with on July 10th. We have just so much. We have the emo corner back, and it's, and it's full, just, you know, sad glory. Like, it's going to be a good show. I'm excited. So we should definitely get into it. Like I said, the Beartooth record Blow just came out on Friday. If you have not listened to it, I highly recommend listening to it. It is a treat. And we're going to give you, I think, basically all but like 2 songs from that record today. So let's kick it off with, we had Blow that opened the show. We had Devastation that actually comes second in the on the record. And The Past Is Dead, which is third. It's not exactly the plan, but hey, that's just kind of how it happened. But this is The Past Is Dead by Beartooth on WELT. Beartooth, Skin, their most recent single. Tried to say latest and recent at the same time.
Leasant.
Gruel. I don't know why.
Every Ant Mini book.
Like, it's. I've been doing that a lot, where you just have those, like, those gruel moments. If you don't know what gruel is, you need to watch Mean Girls, because you need to experience joy in your life for once.
And if you're a Magic player, it's not the combination of red and green.
No, it is. Gruel is the combination of great and cool. But she was talking to a hot guy, so she said gruel. Didn't the actor turn out to be gay?
I think so. I don't remember.
I think legit. I think half the cast from the original Mean Girls is gay.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Or some form of, hey, chill out. Alley Cat appearance for the day. But yeah, like, because Damien's gay, which everybody knew. Because he played that character way too well, but that's not necessarily a defining factor. Come here and get your attention, like you're so demanding for. But yeah, I'm pretty sure, what's his name is gay. I forget his character's name, and I don't know who the actual actor is. But anyway, sidebar of the day. Well, one of them, I'm sure.
Oh, there will be plenty more sidebars. There'll be plenty.
I don't know. If you've never listened to this show, or if you've just never had a conversation with me in general, I tend to start a story, and then about at this point of the story, I will usually divert off into another story. I will come back and explain that I do this, and then we're just going to go completely left from there. Direction-wise, not political-wise. We don't talk politics on this show unless it accidentally comes out. Anyway, so... But yeah, the most recent single from Beartooth, that's what we were talking about. It was a song called Skin. They just put out a music video for it on Friday with their record Below coming out. They actually did the day that we're recording this, which is actually yesterday. Wasn't exactly the plan, but hey, we came home from band practice on Sunday and we died temporarily.
Yeah.
And then it was like, we were so tired. I actually woke up and I was like, hey, you know, we should probably go to bed since we're both falling asleep here on the couch. And so I did that about five times before I was like, I don't think he's going to make it to the bed. So I just put a pillow on the love seat and then I went to bed. And then I got to work the next day and he's like, I don't remember laying down on the couch. Like, I kind of assumed you would. That's why I put the pillow there. It was me.
Yeah, like, I just remember passing out. I don't remember laying down.
Yeah, like, it was an experience, that's for sure. But yeah, so, yeah, the record Below just came out. These guys actually just put out, this next band, just put out an EP of just a kind of little... like snippet of everything that they'd done over the quarantine. For the longest time they were doing, I think it was weekly covers on their YouTube channel. They also apparently wrote a couple songs and did some remixes, and they put out, there's also a brand new song, which before, I didn't know about it before I recorded the set, so that's my fault. But they also got a special guest feature for one of their songs, which you're about to hear in a second. This song is called Bulletproof. The band is called From Ash to New, and it features Johnny Three Tears from Hollywood Undead. And it's dope. Crashing Atlas, Nothing Left, off of their record Black Sky Sunrise, which came out 2 weeks ago. Officially 2 weeks ago tomorrow being Friday, also when the podcast comes out, because the podcast comes out at noon, so there is that information for you. We had, like, I feel like we had, you know, I feel like more happened this week than my brain is thinking about. Also, my Discord's blowing up. Hey, I'm live.
Jesus. How many Discord notifications are you getting?
So my Discord does something weird where, like, so you know how if, you know, you ignore like a notification from a server or whatever for so long, you stop getting the notifications, even if it's like a super active chat.
Yeah.
Such as like our group chat last night where, you know, y'all had started having conversations. I was busy watching, you know, I got email last night and I started watching a bunch of, you know, just your standard emo, you know, pop punk and rock music videos, which led to a full My Chemical Romance concert in half. But but yeah, so like sometimes, like especially like if I have my phone out or open, you know, and I've been ignoring a server or whatever, I'll look at my phone or whatever, or I'll do something on my phone, or if it's locked, I'll open my phone, and then suddenly it just a mass just explosion of Discord notifications.
See, I only get explosions of Discord notifications if I go from having no service to suddenly having service.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I'll have service, like, because I'll just be sitting here, like, we're streaming this live on my Twitch channel right now, which is something that we've started doing. I really do enjoy it. So I'll be sitting here, you know, doing the thing, chatting with our friend Alex, who's usually in chat, and then just all of a sudden my wrist will just start like vibrating, like my watch is trying to like vibrate my hand off, and it's just a whole slew of Discord notifications, and it's just like, bro, like I'm busy. Obviously, I didn't look at those, and I kind of was really appreciating, like, you know, the whole, you know, if you haven't looked at some of these notifications for a while, Discord just kind of mutes those notifications because clearly you're busy, or clearly you're, you know, asleep, or, you know, what have you. But then, like, it in the last few months, it just starts, like, it pauses the notifications or something, and then all of a sudden
when it resumes,
and then
all
of a sudden my watch
once.
Is trying to, you know, yak off my hands, and I'm just like, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. But yeah, that's what just happened. Like, it's like, like, just send me the notifications. It's fine. If I get, I never get mad enough to mute servers. Like, I've never done that. Which, by the way, our band has a Discord server. If you want to, if that's something of interest to you, that's something we can totally, you know, oblige by. Just, you know, go to Breathe Band Facebook. Nobody's asking. Which is this show's Facebook page.
I believe we
page.
Have a permalink to join our Discord on our website as that, well.
I think so.
I believe we
should.
Pretty sure
check.
We do.
Yeah, I can check. I know.
Because we have all of our socials in the footer.
Yeah.
I think there's an invite leak for Discord down there.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. Let me double check. Yeah, we have a website. It's breathedown.com. That's where you can find like everything. You can find show days. You can find all that fun stuff.
You can find our blog that we update
semi-regularly. Basically anytime that we have a major announcement. Contact.
That's just an email form, I think.
Yeah. I don't think we actually have the Patreon on here. We should. We need to put the Patreon on there, and then we also need to put...
Let's check the desktop site real quick.
I mean, yeah. Oh, okay. But I'll vamp for a while because we're talking about shows and whatnot and talking about us playing shows.
We do not have the Discord link.
Yeah, so we need to actually just make a tab, like a, you know, hey, you know, talk to us tab or whatever, or, you know.
Like a socials tab or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you know, it has all the links on there, you know, you can get to, like, you know, our music and whatnot, you can get to this show, you can get to my Twitch, you can get to, you know, whatever else we want on there. I was gonna call it to stream again, but, and I tried to do it, but, like, it wasn't looking right, and I ran out of patience.
Yeah.
To do, like, if you ever wanted to do a website for anything, you have got to have patience. You really need to, like, all right, I'm gonna build this website, because even like we use Wix, which is fantastic, not an ad.
Hashtag non-sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored. I really need to start like reaching out to people, because like we have ads for the podcast. Obviously, there's no ads on the radio show version because it's through WELT. We do have PSAs though, which here in a few you're actually going to hear some about some of the other programs on here. If you want to know more information about those, you can go to WELTFM.org and hit the calendar, and you can check out any show that is on this radio station, including ours. So if you just tuned in, you're like, what the hell is Nobody's Asking? Well, Nobody's Asking, that's why. Also, WELTFM, and you can find out all the information from there and become a sweet, sweet, I don't know, listener for like the next 30 seconds, unless you've already tuned out. That's about how much value this show has compared to all the other people that are on this fine radio station. But
we're just here to commentate and give... You know, funny stories and things.
Funny stories, like, useless opinions.
The real value of our program on WELT is the fact that we are the only modern rock program on WELT.
Yes, and also we have the local spotlight, which is coming up next hour. Speaking of hours, though, this is the end of the hour.
at least for the radio program.
Well, yeah, for the radio
because
program.
Because we've only been recording for 20 minutes.
Yeah, and guarantee nothing's getting cut. Like,
this might be a short podcast.
This might be. I think last week's was a short podcast, too.
Last week's didn't happen.
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. It was the week before that didn't happen.
Week before didn't happen, that's right.
But no, last week's happened, because, yeah, it came out. it's a thing that exists. This week, however, this week is going to be... I think last week was short, because I think it was like an hour, maybe, hour 15 at the very most. Which hour 15 is about normal for us, but I'm pretty sure last week's was like actually extra short.
Yeah.
Because normally these last, the podcast version lasts about an hour and a half. Podcast version, if you're listening to the radio. So we record this, we voice track just all in one big block. So we record a podcast going in line with the set that you're listening to, all the music and whatnot. And then we just, we do some small cuts here and there of just, things that didn't really matter.
Or if we say fuck.
Or if we do that. Yeah, that's also a thing that we can't do on the radio. We can do that on the podcast all we want. But yeah, so podcasts. So, this show airs every Thursday night from 9 to 11. I said that at the beginning of the show. I'm probably going to say that like three more times after saying it now. It airs Thursdays from 9 to 11. So you have three more times to look forward to that. Fridays around noon on all your favorite podcasting apps, the full uncensored, mostly unedited version of this radio show gets put up on, all the favorite podcasting apps.
Minus the music, because licensing issues.
Yeah, no, I'm not going through all of that, especially for a podcast that nobody cares about. Except for, like, the freaking...
50-year-olds in freaking Nebraska
Because I looked at our analytics, I'm like... 100% of our listeners, which is like more than 10, I'm pretty sure, because like we have almost a dollar that we've this podcast has earned. but like shout out to the 45 to 55 or 45 59
45
or whatever.
60
yeah 45 to 60 year old crowd listening to this
nonsense,
whatever this is. Like, we appreciate you, thank you very much. Patreon.com/tobreathebin to actually get good content, but if that's your thing, or WELTFM.org to get even greater content, in my opinion. but anyway, moral of the story, though, for the radio show, we are about to do some PSAs. You're going to hear, this last song, and then PSAs about the radio show, or radio station, not the show. That would be funny if, because I really do need to get that cut.
I still need to redo mine.
I thought we did yours.
Nope, we did yours.
I know we did mine, but I thought we actually did yours, though.
Nope.
Interesting. But yeah, so I was talking about our the show trailer, which I still need to write. But anyway, so you're going to hear show trailers for other shows on the radio station, and we highly encourage you to check them out, because they are great people, and like we were saying, they probably do way better content than we do. We just sit here and talk out of our ass. That's all we do.
Pretty much.
But and then, of course, for the podcast listeners, if you haven't listened to this show, thanks for joining us. Surprised you got here. We're going to do a quick ad for our sponsor, which is Anchor Podcasts, which is how we put the podcast up. And like I said, I should probably start reaching out to, like, we use DistroKid. I should, reach out to Wix maybe. But I don't know. We're still getting our footing, and we're also still, we're still discovering who's listening to the show, such as the 45 to 60-year-olds in Lincoln, Nebraska,
or
wherever.
We can link out to Ensure. Targeted marketing.
Hey, we have like maybe three people from the 45 to 60 year old range.
All of them men.
Yeah, all of them men. No disrespect, but it would be super funny if there were all men who were just like, man, these young lads' voices are doing me something. Welcome to the podcast. So taking us out of the hour on the radio show, radio show may or may not have heard that, but taking us out of the hour on the radio show, like I've been saying, this band put out their record Below last Friday. We also got new stuff from Sleep Signals. We got new stuff from Ava Under Fire, and we got this whole brand new record. This song is called Hell of It. The band is Beartooth, and we will be right back for hour two of Nobody's Asking. Not that you were asking. See you in a second. Is that Shalicite? Can you hear me? I want to say it is, because it's either Shalicide, Can You Hear Me, or it's Framing Hanley. I'm guarantee you it's probably Shalicide, but I also want to double check.
Right. These are the kinds of things that get, for our Twitch viewers, that get cut out of the actual podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, so Twitch, Twitch viewers get the whole experience, and then podcast, yeah, Shalicide, I thought so. And then podcast does, you know, the thing. But anyway. Shalicide, Can You Hear Me? They are headlining Rock the Rescue up at Smokestack Brew, and I am super excited for that because, A, we get to go see Shalicide again, but there is a ton of bands on this bill.
Yeah.
Like, it's a one-day festival type thing, but there's two stages, and Shalicide is headlining the whole thing. Music for a Cause. I think we are actually still, like, technically on the event, but that was just because they was reaching out for promotion and whatnot, which is what we're doing right now.
Which, if Larry, you know, listens to this or whatever, we are always down to help out Music for a Cause. Yeah. Like,
band-wise, show-wise,
promo-wise.
We'll do them both, yeah. Like I'm waiting for the person that, you know, like, sees, like, my posts and whatnot, sees me, you know, promoting all these bands and whatnot and all these, you know, songs and stuff. I'm waiting for the person to be like, so, like, how did you become a promoter? I'm like, I'm not a promoter.
I'm just a band geek who's doing my part.
I'm a delusional band dude who runs a radio show, so he thinks he's cool. I do none of this stuff for money. which is something I actually really appreciate about WELT is that, like, everything is set up. So, like, if you were, you know, curious about joining WELT, this is actually very much a thing you can do on WELT's website, which is, like I said, WELTFM.org. It'll take you to the library's website, and there should be, like, an info link or whatever kind of down below all the radio stuff, like what's on the show or what's on the station, you know, what's coming up and stuff like that. If you were wanting to get involved, there is some links down at the bottom of that page highly recommend checking out.
Yes. Like, even if you wanted to have a show on WELT, no matter what kind of, if it's a talk show, if it's, you know, a music show, it's a hybrid, like what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we're primarily music. It's just, but we started doing a podcast on top of it.
You know, John, our production manager, is great.
He is fantastic.
He will help you develop your idea,
mm-hmm.
you know, solidify a name and things like that. He will train you how to use the equipment at the library mm-hmm. if you can't record at home like we're doing.
Yeah. WELT has been around for 5 years. I don't know if you caught that from, you know, the PSA at the very beginning of the show, or it might have aired. I think they definitely air the 5-year IDs.
I think they do at least one during the mid-break.
During the mid-break for the show. So WELT has been around for 5 years. I joined, actually, holy cow, I think it's coming up next month. I'll have to double check later. But I'm actually coming up on 5 years of this radio program. 5 years, 5 name changes ago. I think it's either 4 or 5, because it was Awesome Wired Live, then it was Turn It Up Live, then it was Turn It Up again, so we're on 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is Nobody's Asking.
Let's not change it anymore.
No. So, but more
like our band name.
Agreed. Well, thankfully, the band name only took 3.
Yeah.
And I think we got To Breathe Again on lock. I think that's ours, and anyone else who has that name, we're going to fight them for it. That's how that's going to work.
But we need to file a trademark.
We do need to file a trademark. That shit's expensive.
I never heard back from the copyright office.
Oh, did you put in the for?
Yeah.
Copyright? Oh.
For our songs.
Oh.
Yeah, I never heard back from them.
Oh.
I was supposed to hear back within 6 months.
When did you do that?
Tax time last year.
Well, it's definitely been more than 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. But, so yeah, WELT has been around for 5 years. I'm coming up on 5 years. So, like, it is definitely, doing this show has definitely been, like, just such a blessing. Because it's, you know, it's something creative that I can do, but it's not something that's going to tax me like I thought it would.
Yeah. Because I remember, like, you would get super stressed out about doing the show.
Yeah. And, like, and I think we got a good system going now to where, like, it's not as stressful. I'm also not writing a whole ass record, so there's that.
Yeah.
that was the big thing that led to our small hiatus, and then I kind of, like, you know, we put out a record. I kind of got, you know, like, I chilled out a little bit, and I was like, oh, I missed my show. Can I have my show back? And I had my show back. Very happy about that. But, yeah, there's tons of programs on here. There's tons of, you know, avenues that, you know, if you wanted to have a program or if you have, you know, some niche idea or whatever, you know, check it out, look into it. I mean, I did, and here I am 5 years later, 5 minutes later. That's about how long this bit has taken, but here I am 5 years later, and, like, you know, I feel like we're putting out the most, our most truest version of the show.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know, like, it's
the idea of converting it into just a podcast kind of thing. Yeah. Really helped, I think.
Yeah, it really did.
It's much more open. And I remember the days of you having to literally write a script and stick to it.
Yeah,
because you could not talk.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and that's the other thing too. I learned basically how to, you know, to MC. Pretty much.
And improvise
and everything. And, like, now, you know, we played our first show in July, and I got up there like I had done this 1,000 times. Like, that's how it felt. And I definitely credit doing the show for that. So, but anyway, enough, you know, boosting my ego and making myself feel good. Let's get back to the music. This next band is kicking off our local spotlight. They are playing a show at the Muse on Main with our band, To Breathe Again. Our friends in Withered Veins and a band out of North Carolina called Set for the Fall. We're super excited to have those guys here in Fort Wayne and very excited to see their show. Like, I'm, like, legitimately excited. Like, I feel like, you know, how I would feel going to see, like, A Light Divided, you know, bands that I actually really like. So I'm really super happy that A, they're coming to town and I was able to, you know, kind of get into them. But B, I'm super excited because I think we're opening the show that night. So I'm super excited to open the show, but I'm also super excited to see Set for the Fall. Like, this is going to be a good night for sure. Like I said, the Muse on Main, not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday, July 10th. We're in July. I mean, we're recording this in June.
Not till tomorrow.
We're recording this in June, but today's July 1st, so...
Yeah, and then your birthday's coming up.
My birthday's coming up.
And then we're going to go see Eliza Schlesinger.
Yes!
Front row with VIP meet and greets.
I'm so freaking excited.
But anyway, like you said...
But yeah, it all starts July 10th. not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Muse on Main. It's going to be a fun time. Hit up. You can go to our website, which is tobreatheband.com/tour.
Or click the tour tab at the top of the screen.
Yeah, that too. You can go to the Muse's Facebook. You can go to our Facebook. You can go to Echoes from Oblivion's Facebook, Withered Veins' Facebook, Nobody's Asking's Facebook, I think.
And make sure you actually go to Nobody's Asking on Facebook and not Turn It Up Live on Facebook because that page is now inactive. We just haven't gotten around to shutting it down.
Correct, yeah, because for whatever reason, Facebook hates us and would not let us change our name at all. And it wouldn't even let us merge the pages. So Zuck can suck. Zuckisberg, I don't know.
Anyway, kicking off our local spotlight, this is Echoes from Oblivion with Back Against the Wall on WELT. Subhuman by Withered Veins on WELT. As many of you know, And as like, if you, unless you just tuned in,
yeah,
like last break we were talking about our show with Set for the Fall.
Yes.
Withered Veins also on that bill.
Mm-hmm. Echoes from Oblivion, who kicked off the local spotlight
on that bill.
Also, fun fact about our local spotlight, you can actually find all three of those songs on our To Breathe and Friends playlist. Yes. Which is super exciting.
Go check that out. Subscribe to that playlist. Anytime my friends put out new music, we update it.
Yeah.
And it's a good time.
It is a good time. And especially, I really like this one because, like I was saying at the very beginning of the show, it's just how I listen to music. But from top to bottom, just playing that playlist all the way through feels like a record. Like, it feels like, you know, you're listening to an album. And, you know, like...
I actually thought it was longer than it was, because I listened to it the other day. It's only 11 songs, at least it was when I listened to it. And I was like, wait, it's over already?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'd shoot for an hour as far as the playlist. Because, you know, I want to, like, if people are like me, they want to, you know, kind of block out an hour of time listening to music or whatever, then, you know, you can listen to that playlist and, you know, hey, an hour's gone by. I think this iteration is just over an hour, but I can actually look it up because it's, you know, the last thing I listened to, because like it's seriously like I don't do a lot of like it's an hour and a minute.
So yeah, you did pretty good.
Oh yeah, well this is definitely different because there's 16 songs on this one.
Yeah, the one I listened to was only 11 songs.
Oh yeah, then you need to listen to this one because it has Blow, which we're going to talk about a little later in the show. It has Bulletproof on there because I'm, you know, relative friends with those guys. Digital Sleep, Radio Silence. It doesn't have Nothing Left. It actually has by Crashing Atlas. It has The Only Ones, which is their song that they did with Callan Quinn, which is a banger. Just throwing that out there. Lots of fun.
Let's face it, their whole record's a banger.
Oh, their whole record is a banger. But like, you know, it's... Who Are You Now and The Only Ones from that record are like my two top favorites. Like,
for sure.
So the songs are so much bangers. But yeah, just go to the To Breathe Again Facebook. There we go. Got there. I mean, I think it's on all of our socials, but specifically there. And you can find the link to that, or you can hit us up in our Discord. You can find a link to that somewhere on our socials. But what you're not going to find on our socials is the segment that we're going to do next, because that is exclusively for the podcast. And that'll come out tomorrow at noon. But if you listen to the radio show, you're not going to hear what Mr. Scotty Wired officially... Because you're
it's not official yet. We may be married, but I have not filed my name change paperwork yet.
You're as official as you're gonna be. Like, we just need to, you know, inform
Social Security and everybody,
important governmental figures, that we did the thing. But anyway, so yeah, this is a segment that we save exclusively for the podcast.
Twitch hears it first.
Twitch hears it first. Twitch hears it first. Twitch hears the whole podcast, warts and all. And then we go in, we edit the podcast, we cut off all the warts, then we put it up on all the places, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, things like that. The radio show gets the music and none of the swearing or the Reddit bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a nice little, you know, you can find exclusives in...
Wherever you go.
Yeah, wherever you go. However you listen to the show.
Plus, if you listen to us on Twitch, you get to see our goofy faces.
That too? That's a thing that we decided to do, is turn the camera on? Yeah.
We're not using the good camera, though.
We're going to figure that out, though.
We should just put Streamlabs on my laptop and use that.
We can do that, or we can record into your laptop and get mic audio.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess we could still do mic audio with your laptop too, but I mean, that would still require putting up a...
We would need a third mic, maybe four mics?
We would need, if it's just us, all we need is three mics, because we can just have one mic as a rim mic for the Twitch stream, and then obviously mics for us for recording.
Right. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would save space.
I have three total interfaces that I could use.
Yeah, so... But
anyway,
moral of the story, Scotty's going to read the Reddit bit, and you've already found it, right?
Of course.
Perfect. Well, then take it away, Scotty.
I really hate it when you do that.
I love it, and it's fun, and I like seeing your face.
All right. Coming to us from our favorite subreddit, r/AmITheAsshole. Today we have user SorryWife09871.
I wonder if he's apologizing to his wife.
Posted 5 hours ago.
I feel like this is about his wife and he's already apologized.
Anyway. Am I the asshole for putting our nanny on the family membership instead of my wife?
Oof. Please continue.
I'm a father of two kids. Wife and I both work. She works considerably more than I do with less flexibility. She also has a ton of responsibility at her job where even if it's her time off, if shit goes down, she has to handle it. I remember having a job like that. Same. That was horrible.
I almost have a job like that. I'm like, I'm in a good position where I don't have to care, but if I ever get promoted, I might have to care.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I took my kids to a local museum and they loved it, so I joined a membership. The membership is good for 4 people. You can add extras, but it costs more. I just did the 4, but instead of adding my wife as the other adult, I added our nanny. 9 times out of 10, it's either me or the nanny taking the kids somewhere, so it made sense.
I was gonna say, it makes sense to me.
My wife discovered it after looking on our account because the kids and nanny are going today, so she wanted to confirm the membership was good. It hurt her feelings, and I suppose she chose to take it out on me with her anger. She didn't like my answer for why I did it and kept saying it says a lot that I'd put our nanny in the mom slot instead of paying the extra $15 for her to be there too.
That's it?
That's it.
Interesting. Okay, well, as quick as that was, I have a simple answer. No, you're not. Like, granted, I can sympathize with the wife because I feel like had they had that conversation, then maybe, you know, then maybe they could have come to an agreement or, you know, they could have, you know, like, I feel like the wife definitely should have been involved, you know, even if, like, obviously you didn't, you know, if, you know, you didn't sign up for it that day, but everything's online now. You can sign up for anything you want on the internet. You can sign up for scams on the internet. Hell, the scams will reach out to you to sign you up for the scam. Which is in itself a scam.
I'm John from Facebook department.
Yeah, sure you are. Facebook doesn't have a department. Facebook don't give a...
Anyway. Yeah,
this is the podcast exclusive. I can say don't give a shit. Anyway.
But I'm actually going to disagree with you there. I think he is the asshole.
Like...
And here's my reasoning.
Like his reasoning, like, to kind of round off my thing, sure, his reasoning makes sense. Like... The nanny should definitely be on there because the nanny is obviously the one that's, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. Let's start with the fact that they have a nanny. Yeah. So
that means they, an extra $15 a month isn't going to hurt them.
This is true. So like his reasoning makes sense. Definitely should have talked to his wife about it first, which is probably why his username is sorry wife.
Yeah,
I was right. But continue.
All right. I'm going to disagree in that I think he is the asshole, but for the exact same reason that you think he isn't.
Yeah. Like,
because he should have talked it over with his wife.
Yeah. Which, like, as soon as I kind of made that. Interesting. Sorry. Fort Wayne drama, but different kind.
Oh, okay. I'll check that in a second.
We'll talk about that later off podcast, off Twitch. Like, yeah, like, we're on the same page. I said not the asshole, and then I kind of thought, like, as I was talking, I was like, no, he definitely should have talked to his wife, though, because I feel like that's just a classic, you know, miscommunication thing. I don't think either of them are really the asshole.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think his wife is also being an asshole by saying that it says a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, yes, it's a nanny, and nannies have a very bad reputation for sleeping with the husband.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, so.
Oh, that was a thing?
Oh, yeah. That was a whole thing.
Oh, I missed that thing.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, 5 years ago. Like, yeah, no. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a kid with their nanny.
Oh,
and they didn't find out till well after the kid was born.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
But no, so we're on the same page and agreeing about them.
Yeah, what did Reddit say? Has Reddit decided?
Reddit has not decided. However,
because, like, this is interesting because all of the Reddit posts that we've done have all been confirmed definitely the asshole.
Definitely not the asshole.
Definitely not the asshole. So this is a new one, and you blind picked it.
I blind picked this one, and we think he's the asshole, and judging from the comments, Reddit agrees. They just haven't certified it yet.
Gotcha.
So here's one that disagrees. This one says, are you serious? He's not the asshole 100%. If she never has time to take him to the museum, why would he put her on the membership?
Agreed. Great point. But like we were saying, they should have talked it out first. Because maybe, you know, maybe something's changing at her job. Maybe, you know, and even still, like, it's their money. So she should definitely still be involved.
Right. And it's just a lot of debate going back and forth. People say, yes, you're the asshole. And then defenders of him not being the asshole replying. And they're just all debating it out, as they do on Reddit.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say is Reddit.
Reddit is, you know, currently undecided. But I think we are leaning squarely, yeah, he's kind of the asshole here.
Yeah. Like, definitely not. Like, it's not so much of a, you're a fucking asshole. But it's definitely one of those things where it's like, yeah, it was a little asshole-ish. A little ass-ish, a little hole-ish, you know. But yeah, that was surprisingly calm. And also, you know, we actually...
I know, because the last one that I intentionally picked that they said he was the asshole... was like forever ago, and it wasn't even that good of a story.
Yeah. Was that one of the ones that like the English was so bad?
Yeah, that one was really hard to read. Well, not as bad as the very first Reddit reading we ever did, which you actually read.
Yeah, that was a trip. But anyway, so if you're listening to the radio show, you just missed the weekly Reddit reading, which is something that we do exclusively for the podcast for the sake of time and editing. So if you want to listen to that, check out the podcast tomorrow. It goes up on all of the podcast platforms, or at least all of the major ones, around noon, thanks to Anchor.fm. Anchor's great.
Anchor is great.
And if you listen to the podcast, you'll know why.
If it's free, it's for me.
Kenway from In Ghosts. Speaking of Kenway from In Ghosts,
let's
talk about his hair, because oh my god, his hair is fantastic.
My original comment on that, like I posted, all I said was hot, HAWT. What I wanted to type was, I think I've seen that pink somewhere, and attach a photo of my shirt that I was wearing.
Yeah.
Which my shirt says something that I can't say on the radio. It's a shirt that he made for one of his podcasts that we helped design because we pressured him into making it.
Yeah, it was entirely a thing. And it's so glorious, and we got two. one for him, one for me.
A few people bought them.
Yeah.
I don't think he lost money on it. So
Good.
I'm not sure how much his provider requires, because the Hardly Serious stuff I think is print to order.
Yeah, but. Which is something I would actually really like to get into, just for ease of, like, obviously we can't print to order
our shirts,
yeah, but that would definitely be something that I would look into later on down the line, depending on how quickly we end up touring,
right?
So but anyway, getting back to the music, though, we were talking about, we've been talking about this show for the last couple weeks. No, it's not our wedding show. That happened already. You can go back to previous episodes of the podcast and listen to that. However, that was a thing that happened, and we should be getting our pictures soon, because one of the photographers is posting teaser shots, and oh my god, they look amazing. If you go to To Breathe Band's Facebook, it's also KL Smith Media.
On
Instagram for the photographer, but Twitter actually is probably the easiest, because I retweeted them. So yeah, I definitely highly recommend checking
her
out.
Find it on social media.
Yeah, find it on social media. It's just a thing. But the pictures that she posted on her socials are just, oh my god, like, I'm so excited.
And they didn't just make us look good, they made our friends look good.
Oh yeah.
So
which is I'm super happy about. I'm super happy we were able to make that happen. But this band, we're playing with them July 10th is the only band besides us, because we can't play us on the show, but we can play everybody else. And we can talk about the fact that they're coming to the Muse on Main July 10th, so not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. And they're going to be at the Muse on Main. You can go to museonmain.com for more information on that. And yeah, I'm super excited to see these guys. This band is called Set for the Fall. The song is called Liar, and we'll be right back. Ava Under Fire, Blow, brand new song that just came out last Friday. I have been so hyped for this song for 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. And fun fact, day of recording, like while we were recording, they dropped the music video for
it. Yeah, so yes, definitely check that out on, I think it's Better Noises YouTube channel.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, it's Better Noises YouTube channel. But yeah, so it's Blow featuring Ice Nine Kills singer Spencer Charnas, or Carnas. I think it's Charnas. I forget. Sorry if he's listening. He's not, but, you know, he might be, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, that was super. That came out super well. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to finally, like, have it. Like, it's a thing that exists now. And it's, you know, like, the live version's great. I think I still prefer Ava on all the verses, so I prefer it without the feature, but Spencer still killed it.
Oh, yeah. Like, my only complaint about his feature is it was a typical featured artist gets the second verse feature.
I mean, that's just how I always see features. Like,
I just want it to be more interesting.
I mean, yeah.
Like, kind of like how I was disappointed with the feature that Ava did, where she was just backups in the chorus.
No, she was a verse.
Did she get a verse?
Yeah, she had a verse.
I thought she was just like in the chorus.
No, and that was From Ashes to New song that yeah. Featured
have to
on.
Listen.
Yeah, no, she has the whole second verse.
Oh, okay.
Kellen Quinn has only half the second verse actually. For the only ones on Crashing Atlas.
I know Rory from Dayseeker has the second verse.
Yeah.
And I mean, Sun, like, from Ingos. Like
that just makes
how
sense.
People do it, and it's stale. Freshen it up.
I mean, yeah, but like, I mean, you know, like I feel
point
like there's definitely
like,
a
we're
lot
literally
of features
proving
happening.
My point.
What's that?
Well, we're literally proving my point by having this conversation.
I mean, it's also a matter of opinion. Like, if I were to guest, like, during someone's, like, set, like, if I come up and, like, take a verse or whatever, I would usually want to take the second verse. Because, you know, like, let them play the song, you know, as they do, and then, oh, suddenly, out of the corner rises a relatively large figure that's going to come out and, you know, sing, you know, do karaoke for you guys with the actual band. Or they get someone good, and then it's like, oh my god, it's Rory or whatever.
Cover bands are just karaoke with live music.
They really are.
Change my mind.
Then you're not wrong. What we really need is like a Glee-style cover, like lounge, like a Glee-style like karaoke lounge, where like you have the live band, and then, you know, people just come up and be like, "Let's play this song," and then the band just knows. It's a lot of music.
When I was in high school, I wanted to start a cover band where our set list was just the Guitar Hero 3 set list. But I think I could do it now and pull it off and be successful with it because of the nostalgia.
Yeah, for sure. The very first band name that I ever had was called Garage Heroes.
I'm cringing.
And our like name font had two spikes on the it had a spike on the G that went down, had a spike on the S that went down, very a la Metallica.
Because so just the Metallica font, Garage Heroes
ish like it wasn't exactly, because Metallica has like the actual letter that comes out and it does the little lick thing at the end. Mine was, it was a G, and it just had this solid black like spike that just kind of goes down. I think like it went straight down and it was like kind of a corner thing. The podcaster, the radio show is not going to see this, but the Twitch does, and that's what matters. But yeah, it was like kind of one of those things, and then on the S it was the other side. I guarantee you I have at least one of those covers. If not, I can definitely recreate it, because it was not that fancy. But yeah, so the first band name I ever had was Garage Heroes, and we were going to be, you know, this cover band that was just going to tour the world. Little did I know that that was actually going to be a thing that things happen, that those things happen.
My first band name was Breaking Boundaries.
Ooh. Ooh. So edgy.
Yeah.
So edgy.
And then that didn't go anywhere. And then I formed a metalcore band called Bring Out Your Dead.
I'm really, because like that name just gets me, that name just gets me excited. I'm really sad that that was never a thing.
Because our intro track was going to be the scene from Monty Python.
Yeah. Like, and then I constantly confuse that with Bury Your Dead, which is an actual band.
Right.
That but, exists. And then yeah, you were in Circus Ricky for...
I was in Circus Ricky for a hot minute.
Handful of minutes. And then now you were in Breaking the Silence. That was a band.
Then I was in NFX.
There was NFX that didn't really do anything, but they existed for a little while. And now you're into Breathe Again.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
See, that's how I twist it. Because To Breathe Again is the first band I've ever been in. But really, it's actually the third band because we were Breaking the Silence and then we were NFX. Just how like this show was Austin Wired Live, Turn It Up Live, Turn It Up Again. Now it's Nobody's Asking.
Yeah, and speaking of nobody...
I was going to say, a thing that nobody asked me to do just now, but I did it because we were talking about name changes. It's also, fun fact, Slaves is still trying to find a new name for themselves. And then Caskets is a band. They used to be called... Oh, God, actually, what did they used to be called?
Captives,
yeah. Caskets is a thing, because, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Name changes.
What I was going to say... Speaking of things nobody's asking about, let's talk about some drama.
Yeah, let's talk about drama. For the record, Midwest bands, if we could stop being garbage, that'd be great.
Not that
it's
we're...
We're not real sure if it's the bands, but it's definitely...
This is an r/am I the asshole level thing. We're not sure what's going on here. So, I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw a post from a band in... from Northern Indiana, who shall remain nameless, mm-hmm. who they made a Facebook post that has since been removed, saying that unfortunately, due to circumstances out of their control, they're no longer playing a particular show at a venue that will also remain nameless.
A band was playing a show and now they're not.
Further in the post, they said no one from the venue had reached out to them or anything. Nobody's explained to them why they were taken off of the show, etc., etc. The owner of said venue commented and said, in what read as a very snotty tone, that it's not his job to communicate with the band. If the band needs to talk to him, they can talk to the promoter and get his contact information. But for the record, the reason they were kicked off of the show was because someone from their camp, or at least claiming to be from their camp, had come to the venue to scope it out, complained that there were no stage monitors, complained about the drum microphones that they had, and was constantly boasting about how the band was used to playing arenas.
We're friends with most of this band, if not all of them. That band has never played an arena in their life.
The band replied and said, dude, we're from a small town in northern Indiana. Our next show after this show is literally a wooden pallet in some dude's backyard.
Yeah.
Why would we complain about these things?
Right.
And the owner replied again and was like, well... My staff said this dude came in, said he was with your band. He was talking all this shit, so you can thank him for you losing your show. Just so you guys know, they said he had a mohawk.
And a member of that band have a mohawk.
Right.
And a member of that band ever had a mohawk, as far as I'm concerned. I've never seen... Because, like, I've seen the band a couple times, and they recently moved out of state. But... And a member of that band ever had a mohawk. And if it's still the same lineup, which I think the singer is no longer with them, for one reason or another, which sucks because he was a lot of the pull for that band because he's fucking phenomenal singer, and screamer, like just absolute like powerhouse. So I couldn't tell you what happened. Like, this is just a lot.
Yeah. So that's a thing.
Yeah. So venues, reach out to your bands. Like, it's, you know, it just,
like,
because,
especially if someone says they're with the band, reach out to the band and, you know, make sure, like, get their name.
At the very least, look at their Facebook page. Guarantee they have, you know, a band picture.
Right.
If they don't, then, you know, that's whatever, I guess. But
like, get their name. Contact the band and say, hey, is so-and-so with you?
Yeah.
Because they were here talking shit.
Yeah. And then that can be dealt with from there instead of, oh, you're saying that a dude who claims to be from this band is talking shit? Well, cut him. Like, hello? You know, and, like, it goes back to the whole, like, we need to be a little more accommodating towards, you know, bands that we're going to have at our venues. Bands need to be a little more accommodating to the venues that are going to have them there. Because, you know, you're both trying to do the same thing. And, like, and what bothers me about the music industry is one of those things where I know it happens, but until you actually see it, it doesn't, like, actually do much for you. But it's just one of those things that you're not surprised that you have to talk about. And this is one of those things where you're both in the same industry. Your end goal is the same. You need to get people through the door and you need to entertain them so that they come back, so that they buy drinks, so that they do whatever you need them to do at your venue, which is usually to come back and to buy drinks. So being a dick to each other because one of you is trying to be better than the other, there's no room for that. There's no need for that. We're all trying to do the same thing. We're trying to, you know, make music and entertain people, especially, like, and, you know, obviously you have the music, so that part you can do, you know, whatever. But when you're playing shows, you and the venue that you're playing need to be on the same page. It's the same issue that I have with sound guys who purposely mix the opening bands like garbage and then mix the headliner like fucking rock stars. No need for that. Like, this is bullshit.
Which, big props to our sound guy.
Yeah, I love our sound guy.
Because he did great. Everyone sounded fantastic.
Yeah.
And he even gave us some pointers. Mm-hmm. And by us, I mean our drummer.
Yeah. But, I mean, to be fair, like, that was his first time playing a stage like that. That was our first time playing
a stage like that.
Yeah, I mean, your first time playing a stage like that. My first time playing a stage at all.
A stage that big. I've played a stage like that before.
Wow. But yeah, like, you know, you're all trying to, you know, make this night an event. You're trying to entertain anybody who walks through that door via either for free or for, you know, cover charge or with a ticket, whatever. It should not be about making one person look or sound better than the other, because why would you do that? Why would you purposefully make, you know, people have a bad time at your venue?
Right.
And bands, why would you trash a venue that, you know, that you haven't even played yet? So, and also people that are absolute garbage. Like, I have a distinct feeling, and obviously this is just, you know, my take on the situation. I'm not involved. I don't know anything else about it. It's just, you know, hearing it, you know, what, third hand pretty much from Scotty. From the sounds of it, somebody went in there probably just trying to sabotage the band.
That's what it sounds like to me, honestly.
And if you're that kind of person, you can kindly jump off a cliff, as far as I'm concerned. Like, ain't no need for that. Ain't no need for that. Well,
With that said, now I'm sad.
Well, that's fine, because we actually have the sad corner coming up, so we can all cry together.
But segues are weird.
Segues are weird. I like food.
But do you like Audrey Hepburn?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I know this is still a Bo Burnham bit, but, like, I don't know.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It is not a Bo Burnham bit.
The Audrey Hepburn part or the Segway part? Because the Segway part is definitely Bo Burnham.
The Audrey Hepburn part.
Oh, then I don't know what you're talking about. I thought this was, like, I haven't seen
D&D?
That. Fangoria? I should have picked up on that. I watched that music video last night. Speaking of sad corner, I was having a sad night.
Yeah,
like, I wasn't actually
sad. I was
sad.
Continuing the sad bit.
I thought we were on the Bo Burnham shit. I don't know. But moral of the story, this dick This guy is anything but a dick, but this fucking guy, this guy is daddy. He can't say that. He's as old as you.
That's fair.
But
I think he's actually older than me. I think he's a year younger than me.
No, you guys have the same birthday month.
We're both in August?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys are the same age. I confirmed that like a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Or last year. I don't know. Something. Some form of... You guys have existed for about the same amount of time. Like less than a year, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, he just got a hair color change, and it looks mighty damn fine on him. And he posted it on Facebook, and we were talking about it earlier because you had commented that, yeah, you made the comment hot or whatever. And I saw it, and I was like looking at it for a second. I was like, are we about to reawaken the broken, the beaten, and the damned? Because I'm about it. And he's like, there's definitely some emo shit going on over here. And I was like, fucking bit. This band, this is their latest single. They just shot a music video for their newest single, so hopefully that should be coming out pretty soon. This band is called In Ghosts, and we love them very, very dearly. And this song is called Defeat, and we'll be right back. Beartooth, I Won't Give It Up, off of their album Below that just came out last Friday, WELT, Nobody's Asking, and... you've heard basically all but like two songs off of that record. And one of the songs is an instrumental, which ends the record, which I thought was interesting because you don't get a lot of that in music nowadays. Like, especially for a band like Beartooth, who's still in that hardcore pop punk thing. Like, you don't get a lot of that in that that scene. So it was definitely interesting. But the whole album, like I said, the record's called Below. And just from the start, you're like, oh, this is something that I need to sit down and experience. And you can experience it because they're doing a live stream on my birthday. So if anyone wants to give me a birthday present, hit me up and I'll tell you how much it is because I can't say it on here. But for the podcast listeners, it's $15. So I'm super excited. They were just doing a live stream, which I think if it's still going, because we're live streaming this on my Twitch channel. If they're still going, I might host it and then come back in like a second, because I have some Sims things that I get to do. I have a relationship I need to fix in the Sims, my Sims got a little weird.
Like, for context, for anyone who isn't a viewer on Twitch. Austin plays The Sims.
Yes.
Religiously.
That's what my Twitch account is primarily about. I did a little stint with Knights of the Old Republic. And then of course we do the live cast for the show. For the most part, it's usually a lot of Sims builds, but they put out the Dream Home Decorator pack. So now I can actually play The Sims and also still do my build thing, which is a lot of fun. I'll definitely get back to some building and whatnot, like just straight actual building. But I've been having way too much fun just doing the Dream Home Decorator stuff.
Right. But to continue context.
Yes.
He built us.
I did.
In The Sims.
His sim looks just like him. Your sim looks like you.
My sim is close, but yours is spot on.
Yeah.
Especially when he's wearing his flannel.
Yeah. The flannel look is definitely right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So his sim cheated on me.
Yeah. Which also for context, which fun fact, I thought I did this when I actually made us, but apparently I did not. I did not make us married, which was the original goal. So when I actually started playing our sim selves in the game, I tried to, you know, get us to go to bed together, and one of us wouldn't do it, and I was like, why? And I looked at it, I'm like, oh, because we're not married. We're not even in a relationship. Oh! So naturally, being single, you know, I flirted around a little bit, but, you know, obviously the end goal being to, you know, get with my now husband.
Yes.
IRL husband.
IRL husband.
But, yeah, in game, me ended up, our neighborhood, like, it's essentially an HOA, but I was trying to repeal a stupid thing where every Thursday would shut down our power for 12 hours. That isn't a thing that in the game. So the neighborhood would shut down our power for 12 hours, and I was like, well, that's dumb. So I went around our little, it's like four houses that are in our block. Went around to our houses to try and get the signatures, and I got my signature at one of the houses.
he got a little something else at that house too.
I got my signature, damn it. Signature dude became obsessed with me, and well, there was a slight thing. So The Sims just put out a it was a free update. It had some bug fixes and whatnot, but it was also an in-game, like a limited time in-game event going on called Sim Sessions, which is basically what we're now referring to it as. It's Woodstock 69 of The Sims. 69 being on purpose, which is also going to feed into the rest of the story. Continue.
Oof. Okay, so goes to this little concert thing, which you said went really well.
It was super cool. So it had, I can't say her last name, but you can go on to, we've been hyping up the band's Facebook so much. There's also Nobody's Asking's Facebook and WELT, but you can go on to the band's Facebook, really any of our socials, because I posted a picture of it. The opener for this little like one day festival, it was essentially a concert, but it's, you know, it's laid out as a festival. There's like this little mini festival grounds thing. It's super cute. It's awesome. It has tents and everything. We're going to get to that in a second. The opener, what it is there's three artists who I guess are kind of real, really big names in like the pop music scene or whatever. The first artist, the song that she did for The Sims is a song called Breathe Again. If you're aware, Set for the Fall has a song called Breathe Again. Freaking banger. Pop Evil has a song called Breathe Again. Heckin' banger. Tony Braxton has a something related to Breathe Again or something. Like, I don't know what we did, but we did a thing, and I'm just saying, I demand credit for it. Because to Breathe Again is absolutely my name. name suggestion. We agreed on it.
Yeah. But anyway, concert comes to a close. And Signature Dude happens to be there, walks up to Austin's sim, and starts making out with him.
Pretty much.
Right in front of my sim.
Yeah, your sim was getting ready to actually go on stage and do like a piano battle. Or no, I think your sim was getting ready to go on stage because you just always have a guitar on you. So your sim was going to go on stage and, you know, do some guitar stuff. Maybe sing me a love song. I don't know. And I'm sitting there. I'm like directing your sim because I'm like trying to have you go up on stage and whatnot because that's a thing you can do until the festival closes. And then suddenly, you know, like your emoticon starts getting angry and then your actions start changing because like my picture pops up and it says slap him silly, and I'm like, what's going on? I happen to look down and I'm like, oh, our neighbor just came up and straight up mouth kissed me at a, like, right at the end of a really fun like event concert thing that we, you know, we spent a bunch of money on t-shirts and everything. Like, it was a whole thing. Like, they had t-shirts, they had, you know, a vendor, they had the bathrooms, they had a row of tents. That was a thing that happens, and you smacked me in the face, like you did the little thing 5 times, I believe, before we both went home. And I may or may not have used one of the tents for various purposes. That is a thing that happened in The Sims yesterday.
You didn't tell me about the tents.
Oh, by the way, so there was a thing that happened in the tents.
But alas, we must wrap this up because I have to go to work.
Yeah, and yeah, I have a virtual relationship to fix, which I've almost fixed it. We had our makeup session, and then so I look forward to having more makeup sessions when I take your sim on vacation. I know, right? Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, thank you very, very much for hanging out. It has been a blast. This podcast actually lasted a little longer than I anticipated, which I'm about, because it makes editing so much easier. But again, thank you so much for hanging out. If you're listening to the radio show, tomorrow the podcast comes out, and it comes out at noon. You can hear the full conversation that we just had, like the Sims conversation, probably going to end up being on the podcast. But you can also hear the weekly Reddit reading. You can hear, you know, just mostly the unedited version, and also very much uncensored. Fair warning. If you're listening to the podcast and you want to know more about the songs that we're playing, you can come listen to the radio show every Thursday night from 9 to 11. And if you ever miss an episode of the radio show, you can go on to WELTFM.org and click the calendar, find our name, as nobody's asking, and you can listen to the previous two broadcasts of this not quite award-winning radio show. And by that, I mean... We've never been nominated. We've never won an award for this thing. Not even close. But you know what? We feel like award winners because we are award winners. It's just we're not award winners. I think I found our bumper. But anyway, as I've been saying, we've been talking about it all night. This band just put out their record called Below last Friday, and it is absolutely incredible as far as I'm concerned. You listened to most of the songs today, but I highly recommend you listen to all of the songs whenever you get a chance. It's out on all digital platforms. They're doing a their virtual celebration event on, I think it's Veeps. If I remember right, yes. Obviously you can check out, you know, the band's socials for all of that information. If you're listening to the Twitch, I'm probably going to kick you back over if they're still live. And we're going to take it out. We're going to end it on an uplifting note. This is the penultimate song of the record. The last song is an instrumental record, so I figured it's probably best to, you know, do like a real song to end the show. And this song is called The Answer. We will be back next week. Have a great night.